Well, today we hear in our first reading and in the Gospel a prayer central to Jewish piety, the Shema. Listen, Israel, the Lord our God is the one, the only Lord. This affirmation points to the uniqueness of the God of the Israelites. He's the one and the only. As one of the psalmists said, what God can compare with our God? So what makes God unique? Certainly in our first reading, we hear things that we would expect to hear about a God who is almighty. Namely, that we should keep his laws and commandments, and that we should fear God. But what makes this God so unique is that he wants us to love him. He wants us to love him. He's not just some powerful deity who's issuing commandments and demanding obedience. But as Saint Therese of Lisieux said, the creator of the universe is thirsty for love. And John the Apostle reveals in his first letter, chapter 4, verse 8, that God is love. It's his very nature. And we see this in the final word that God spoke, the fullness of his revelation, who came among us as a man. Jesus didn't live his human life for himself, but for us. And don't we say that every time we profess our creed? We say, for us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. For our sake, he was crucified and suffered death. St. Paul tells us that Jesus died for our sins, and he was raised for our justification. And so you see, everything that Jesus does, he does for us. Well, today, in our second reading, Jesus is presented to us as our priest. He is compared to the priests of the Hebrew people, who, because God was the one and the only, the Almighty, what they would do twice every day is offer sacrifice to God because he was God. But then once a year, they offered sacrifice particularly to atone for their sins on the great Day of Atonement, the Feast of Yom Kippur. And on that day, the high priest would sacrifice a goat in atonement for the sins of all the people. And he would sacrifice a bull in atonement for his sins. Yeah, you heard that right. Yeah, some people were laughing. What is that? It's true. It's in the law, in the book of Leviticus. That's the prescription. You know, a little goat for the sins of all the people, but a bull for the priest, high priest's sins? I guess it just shows how much priests need atonement, huh? Well, anyway, Jesus, as our high priest, he offers sacrifice for sin, but he doesn't have to do it for his own sins, unlike the high priest of the Hebrew people. He doesn't have to offer sacrifice for his own sins. He has nothing that he has to offer sacrifice for, but his sacrifice, not the sacrifice of goats or even bulls, is a sacrifice which costs him everything. His heart, his soul, his mind, his strength. And he offered that sacrifice for us alone. For us alone. And he lives as our high priest today, in the presence of God on our behalf. As our second reading says, Jesus always lives just to make intercession for us. And thus, he is able to save those who draw near to God through him. So through Jesus, our high priest, we can draw near to God and thus love him. And so the scribe asked Jesus today, which is the first of all the commandments? And Jesus says, well, you must love the Lord your God, the one, the only, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind. What a sweet commandment to be given. Through and in Jesus, our God, the only Lord, has given everything for us. Let us go and do likewise for him. Amen.
Amen.